Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
Daylighting Streams by Kathy Wine. While the days are short and the nights are long, let's talk about daylighting. It sounds rather puzzling until you realize daylighting is about no more than removing concrete or pavement, which has been covering creeks or drainage ways and restoring streams to their previous natural condition. As our area was developed with roads, parking lots, and buildings, streams or drainage ways were sometimes redirected, covered in impervious material, and/or buried in pipes, culverts, or drainage systems to create building surfaces or protect properties from flooding. For the most part, it has been out of sight, out of mind. But burying or covering streams has some unintended consequences. It increases nutrient pollution, degrades habitats, and increases downstream flooding. Daylighting removes these and reestablishes a waterway within its original channel where possible, or where development is in the way, and it creates a new channel for it. A good example of this is the B Branch Watershed Flood Mitigation Project in Dubuque. That daylighting and creek restoration made a place for stormwater to go with many economic and environmental benefits. Because it increases storage capacity, it reduces peak flows and flow durations. This helps reduce downstream flooding significantly. Successful daylighting requires more room than the buried or piped stream. It needs room to allow for natural flow and gentle, stable slopes. So when rivers and streams are unearthed, they transform from liabilities into assets. Probably the most well-known daylighting project is in Providence, Rhode Island, where, in the 1990s, the Providence River was uncovered. The river existed, but only in a remote sense, having been buried for decades beneath streets and parking lots. The city then built walks, parks, and footbridges. Kayakers now sweep under them. Pedestrians walk over them. It serves as an excellent example of river daylighting and has inspired many more around the world. These projects are eligible for EPA grants, brownfield funding, FEMA hazard mitigation assistance, and more. Let's add daylighting to every community's toolbox for more resilience.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them. Sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.